Sorry to burst in on you like this. Good evening, Mrs. Fulton. Remember me?
No, I'm all right, thank you.
Are you sure, Pamela? Let me get you some brandy.
I'm all right, really. Silly of me. The excitement just caught up, I suppose. I'm so sorry, Inspector.
I should be apologizing to you, Mrs. Fulton, bursting in unannounced like that.
You were the last person I expected to see, but let me introduce you. This is my friend, Anne Marlowe. Anne, this is Inspector Chu. It is still Inspector.
Oh, yeah. They only promote you if you're successful. Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Marlowe.
How'd you do?
And you met my daughter Sarah before, of course.
That's not Sarah. Sarah's nearly 8 years old, with a fringe, freckles, and sticky fingers.
I don't remember you.
No, you wouldn't. It was too long ago, not worth remembering. But look at you now. A wedding dress.
She's getting married tomorrow to Mr. Creswell's nephew.
Oh, it's your wedding they're all talking about. Congratulations. But I've come at quite the wrong time, haven't I? You must be very busy. Perhaps another day. Nice to have met you all. Good night.
Good night.
I'll show you out. All right, Inspector. Why are you here?
Possible fresh evidence.
I've made myself forget all about it. It wasn't easy, but I did. I don't want the case opened up again.
The first time I saw you, Mrs. Fulton, you were standing out here. Your eyes were red from crying. You looked at me so hopefully when I came in. You thought I was bringing him back, didn't you?
It was a nightmare. I kept telling myself he'd be back. Someone would bring him back. Then the doorbell rang, and it was only you.
And I've remained a source of disappointment ever since. You'd still like us to catch the person responsible, though, wouldn't you?
Not now. I can't even remember what he looked like now.
Eyes blue. Hair light brown. Weight 22 pounds. Small brown mole left upper arm. Slight scratch on nose.
It means nothing to me. It could be someone else's child. Let it rest, Inspector. Please.
You're not frightened of anything, are you, Mrs. Fulton?
No, why should I be?
You tell me. I really must compliment you on your new furnishings. Very luxurious. And wasn't that a colour television set I saw in the lounge?
Yes.
Your husband must be doing well. Sorry I missed him.
He's changed his job. He works for Mr. Creswell's South American company now.
Oh. Oh, that's nice. Promotion, eh?
It's getting very late and I've a lot to do.
Of course you have. I expect you miss him, your husband.
Good night, Inspector.
What's that?
Good morning.
Oh, morning, Peg.
Why did you have to come back?
Everyone asked me that. I thought you at least would be pleased to see me.
Oh, why me?
Thought you were a friend. Seem to remember one occasion when you were more than friendly. In this very room.
I've got more sense now.
Oh, well. I'll console myself with a cup of tea, then. Tell me, why do I get the impression that people are afraid I'm going to find something out?
I don't know what you're talking about. Will you be in for dinner?
I don't expect people to jump for joy at the sight of me, but I'm getting open-faced hostility.
We're a small village. All we want is to live our own lives in peace. If you rake up the past, someone's going to get hurt.
If you know something, Peg, I wish you'd tell me.
I'll go and get your breakfast.
What time's the wedding?
You're not going.
Why not? Who'll be giving the bride away?
Mr. Creswell, of course.
She's married into money, all right, isn't she? Still, good luck to her. Let's hope the money compensates for having somebody like Creswell as her uncle.
Oh, Inspector, there's a phone call for you. Dr. James.
Thank you, Sam. Just what I'm waiting for. Any bets?
What on?
Result of the tests. It's my body. The Fulton baby. I know it. After 12 years. You go and have your breakfast, Sergeant. I'll take this.
All right, sir.
Dr. James, Inspector Chu here.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was asked to phone you through the results of our tests on specimen 83369, the skeleton of a child.
Yes.
Yes, there wasn't much doubt about it. A male child.
I knew it.
Aged about 6 or 7.
How old? You must have made a mistake about the age. It wasn't more than 11 months.
Of course, it's difficult to be precise because it had been buried about 300 years, but our estimate's about right. I should imagine they've uncovered a great plague burial pit. They should come across Bagsmore bone soon, if I'm right. Are you still there, Inspector?
Yeah. Yes, I'm still here.
I'm sorry if it doesn't help you much.
You can't win them all. Goodbye.
Oh, good. I was just going to put your breakfast under the grill.
Ta.
I'll pour your coffee, shall I?
We can manage, thank you.
It's no bother.
We can manage.
What did the lab say? Is it ours?
Well, I'll leave you to it then.
Haven't you got any sense, Rust?
Sorry, sir, I wasn't thinking.
Well, next time, try it. Now ask me.
I don't need to, sir. I can guess.
Great plague victim. Been buried about 300 years. Wasn't even the right age.
That's that then, sir.
Yeah. Get the cases packed. We'll get the next train to town. Oh, I don't think I want this. I'm going to take a walk round the village. See if I've got any friends left.
Can I help you?
Mr. Chesterton in.
Mr. Chesterton?
The editor.
You're a bit late, old sport. He's been dead for about 6 years.
Oh.
Still, shed no tears. His editorial chair has been ably filled. I'm Bob Hampton. Editor, chief reporter, advertising manager, office boy, and typist. Just call me Pooh Bah. Now, you'll be Inspector Two, staying at the Cresswell Arms.
Which room?
Number 4 at the front.
How do you expect to sell your paper if news spreads as quickly as that?
Well, people don't buy our paper for news, Elsport. They buy so they can see their jolly old names in print. Just push those layouts off the chair and sit down. Just about to make a cup of coffee. Do you want one?
Those are the first kind words spoken to me since I arrived. I'm ready to burst into tears. Yes, I'd like a coffee.
Switch the kettle on, would you? It's by your foot. You were here 12 years ago on the Fulton kidnapping, weren't you?
That's right.
Why have you come back?
We haven't closed our files on this case, you know. It's still open.
Good for you.
What do you think about it?
Rather fizzled out, didn't it? Had all the makings of a classic drama. Beautiful mother, lost baby, snow-swept landscape, and it just petered out. Back page stuff. If you could have found the body, it would have worked wonders for the jolly old story.
Wouldn't have done me any harm, either. The kettle's boiling, so I switch it off.
Oh, please. Do policemen take sugar?
Couple of spoonfuls. We looked everywhere for the body. We couldn't find it.
Perhaps Mr. Cresswell didn't want you to find it. There we are.
Ta. Why wouldn't he want me to find it?
Oh, it's just my talk, old boy. I don't know anything. Why have you graced our fair village with a return visit?
Just nosing around. Do you want an interview?
No, thank you, Elsport. Very generous and all that, but I'll want all my space for the wedding.
Be sure you spell my name right. It's Chu, as in eat, not as in Dr. Fu Man.
You're never going to the wedding.
Why not?
Well, I thought you were going back to town.
How did you know?
News spread.
Well, here's some news that hasn't spread yet. I'm staying.
Oh. Oh, jolly good.
I understand Mrs. Fulton's husband won't be there.
Bit behind the times, old sport. They were divorced years ago.
When?
Not long after the kidnapping, I think.
Now, don't give me that. It would have been headlines in every London daily.
Not if Mr. Cresswell didn't want it to
be. You can't stop papers from getting news.
We're not talking about any ordinary mortal, Inspector. We're talking about the mighty Cresswell. With his money and influence, he gets what he wants, and he didn't want the divorce case published in the papers. So it wasn't.
Who divorced who?
The husband divorced her.
Adultery?
Rather.
With Cresswell?
The correspondent wasn't named.
Of course not. The things you can get away with if you've got money. Thanks for the coffee. See you in church.
Cheerio, old sport.
Oh, Inspector.
Hello, Sergeant. All packed?
Yes, sir, but...
You can unpack mine. I'm staying.
Staying? But I thought...
The way to get on people's nerves is not to do what they want. They all want me to go, so I'm staying. See what that brings forth. Did you want me?
Yes, sir. The chief superintendent's on the phone.
Why don't you say so? You'd better come with me. He might want both of us. Chew here, sir. You wanted me?
It all turned out to be nonsense then, Chew.
Why do you say that, sir?
This damn skeleton, nothing to do with your case. Prehistoric or something?
Bit later than Stone Age, sir, but too early to be mine.
Oh, there's nothing to keep you there.
I wouldn't say that, sir.
Well, I would. I've had the local chief constable on the phone. He's received a complaint about you.
Oh? What have I done?
You've been making a damn nuisance of yourself, and you've been upsetting people by calling in the middle of the night.
I see. Who complained?
An influential friend of the chief constable's.
Who brews the worst beer in East Anglia. I know.
I've got to order you both back on the next train, Inspector.
You're not serious, sir.
I never had a leg to stand on, and you know it. The skeleton's a museum piece, and you've turned up nothing fresh. Not that I'd expect you to after 12 years. I had no case to argue. I had to agree.
It's a pity you didn't make sure of your facts first. I've found the evidence I was looking for. I intend to make an arrest this afternoon.
An arrest?
Yes. I know who did it.
You do, sir?
Shut up. Come on, man, come on. This isn't the Secret Service. Give me the facts.
Look, this is a manually operated exchange, sir. All calls go through the operator.
I see. Yes, yes, very wise.
So I can stay?
You're quite certain you know who did it?
Yes, sir.
And you can make it stick?
Yes, sir.
I hope so, Chu, because I'm going to defy the Chief Constable, which will go very much against me if you're wrong. Stay as long as you need to.
Thank you, sir.
Report to me later.
Ah, hello, Inspector. Huh.
If it isn't the president of the Cresswell fan club.
Watch it, old sport. That sort of talk doesn't go down too well in these parts.
And how's the press?
A remarkable set of sobriety for Saturday afternoon. I thought you'd be inside.
Apparently, it's by invitation only. The curate's just turned me away as if I was Satan's private ambassador.
Never mind, old sport. You can read all about it in the Waverton Gazette. I'll send you a copy. Ah, there's Cresswell's car coming. I'd better get inside before the bride. Don't forget to touch your forelock if he speaks to you.
Oh, what a lovely bride.
Just one moment, please, Mr. Cresswell. Miss Fulton. That's it. Fine. Thank you. Now, can I have the bride of her own, Mr. Cresswell?
Yes, of course.
Could you come over here, Miss Fulton?
Nice day for it, Mr. Cresswell.
Ah, Inspector Chu. Still with us, I see.
Yes, like the poor.
Seems I didn't lodge my complaint in a high enough quarter. I should have gone straight to the Chief Commissioner.
Does Buckingham Palace shut on Saturday afternoons, then?
I obviously don't overawe you. That's a refreshing change, anyway. Good day, Inspector.
Funny we never found your son, wasn't it?
Thank you, Miss Fulton. Ready now, Mr. Cresswell?
I'm sorry, my dear. I must have a word with this gentleman. Would you excuse me? I'll join you in the porch in just a moment.
Yes, of course.
I think I'd better talk to you in a more private place. Can you spare a few moments?
We're public servants, always at your disposal. What about the wedding?
They won't start until I'm there. This way.
Where are we? The celebrated crypt?
Yes, it stretches underneath the length of the church.
Anything wrong, Mr. Cresswell?
Well, don't let us disturb you, Bill.
What are you doing down here, Bill? Nothing worth pinching, is there?
If you must know, I'm pumping the organ. It's my weekend job.
Highly commendable, if it keeps you out of mischief.
The inspector and I wish to have a little talk, Bill. In private.
Oh, you'll find a couple of chairs over there, sir. Shall I get them for you?
No, you carry on. We can manage. Sit down, Inspector. Well, I expect you can see a few changes in the village since your last visit.
And it's very mild for the time of year, isn't it?
Meaning I should come to the point. I remembered you as a much politer man, Inspector.
And I remembered this village as a much more law-abiding place. People were so anxious to help me then. Now they run a mile at the sight of me. When I think of all your own kindness and assistance...
That was the least I could do.
I mean, it wasn't as if it was your own son.
It was a long time ago.
I've been wondering when you were going to say that. Everyone else has. It's today's catchphrase.
What good can it do to rake up the past now?
Public's given me a job to do. I'd do it.
Talking of jobs, I understand you retire from the force next week.
Good news travels fast.
Got anything lined up?
That's a sore point.
I'm a very good judge of character. You've impressed me, too.
Still, things may be different if I can make a success of this case.
Look, you know my local business, the brewery.
No one around here can avoid knowing it.
Well, we're looking for someone. Someone like yourself, as it happens.
Ah.
We want a security officer. Must be ex-police, preferably single. You're not married, are you?
Well, yes and no. Mostly no.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We want someone about your age.
Oh, that's handy.
£2,800 a year to start. Company car, free pension scheme. Should eke out your police pension admirably. What do you say?
Almost as if it was tailor-made for me.
You have all the qualifications. Do you want the job?
£2,800 a year, I'd love it.
I like you, Inspector. We understand each other. Oh, that's all settled, then.
All settled?
Good. Well, I've kept them waiting upstairs long enough. Oh, when could you start?
No rush, is it?
Well, that depends.
Well, let's see. I've got to make an arrest, and I'll have to take it through to at least the magistrate's court. They'd delay my retirement, of course. Say 2 or 3 weeks. No problem there, I hope.
I couldn't keep the job open that long. The person we engage must start Monday week.
That lets me out, then.
The early start is essential. Of course, we appreciate we may have to pay a little more for it. £3,000 a year?
Tempting, very tempting. It's at times like this that I curse my scruples. I'm sorry, I can't meet your condition.
Don't be hasty, think it over. All it means is you'll have to drop this case, and so what? You can't bring the child back, but you could upset people who have suffered enough. Accept my offer. My conditions of employment are first class.
They also seem to be very demanding. When people work for you, Mr. Cresswell, they develop very low moral standards. They want to hide things from tired old policemen who haven't got enough sense to take a handsome bribe. What are they hiding?
Why do you think I can tell you?
I get bored very easily, you know.
Who are you going to arrest? Me?
I don't particularly like you, Mr. Cresswell, and I can't see you kidnapping your own son.
Cigarette?
No, thank you.
Yes, he was my son.
When did Mrs. Fulton's husband find her?
Around about the time the baby was missing. I fixed him up with a job in South America after the divorce. He didn't want to stay here.
Well-paid job, I expect. Company car, free pension scheme, lunch and vouchers, the lot. Must be handy to have all these perks at your disposal.
I like to help people. Well, if you're not going to arrest me, who's it to be?
I can't lie to you, in church. If you'd asked me that question a few minutes ago, my natural honesty would have compelled me to confess I hadn't the faintest idea. But now, I know. When you come to think of it, it's so damn simple.
Oh?
Got to be somebody you'd go to great lengths to cover up for.
I'm still here, if you want me, Mr. Creswell.
Thank you, Bill.
Is he supposed to be a member of your personal SS?
You were saying, Inspector.
This was an inside job, wasn't it? We don't have to look outside the Fulton household.
Inspector, I've suddenly remembered another vacancy we have in Australia, as it happens. The equivalent of £5,000 a year.
Mr. Creswell...
Listen to me. Free house, servants, car of your choice. You could live like a king. As before, an early start is essential. Accept things at their face value, Inspector. Cynics are rarely happy.
I'm happy. I'm happier than I've been for a long time. Now, what are we talking about? Something important, I think. Yes, we were confining our attention to the members of the happy Fulton household on that winter's night 12 years ago. The husband has just discovered that his baby son isn't his baby son after all. Yours, in fact. Now, that must have taken the edge off what could have been a most enjoyable evening.
I don't like your taste in jokes, Inspector.
I agree with you. Murder isn't a joking matter.
Murder? That was an accident. She only left him for half an hour.
She?
Well, she didn't know what she was doing. She wasn't even 8 at the time.
Sarah?
You said you knew.
Thought I did. My man was the husband.
What?
Look, Mr. Fulton. He had the motive and the opportunity. And he conveniently popped off to South America afterwards. I never gave Sarah a thought.
Well, if he'd done it, do you think I'd have covered up for him?
You might have felt just the teeniest bit responsible. Tell me about Sarah.
Well, poor child was confused. There was a quarrel, and Sarah overheard it. Fulton was beside himself. He didn't know what he was saying. He shouted to Pamela that he wanted the baby out of the house. He wasn't having another man's illegitimate child foisted off on him. If the baby stayed, he was leaving. Pamela told him to go.
And Sarah heard all this?
Yes, she was devoted to her father. Absolutely devoted. So, while they were still quarreling, she went into the nursery and took the baby.
And killed it?
No. She took him and hid him. That note wasn't a demand for money. It was a warning to her mother. She wanted Pamela to dump the baby on me, I suppose, so that her father would stay.
What went wrong?
Well, she hid the child in the shed at the bottom of the garden. Remember what the weather was like, that snow? Well, the poor little devil died of exposure. It happens, I'm told.
Well, it happens.
Well, Fulton sent for the police as soon as he discovered the note. That was a pity. There you are. Bill found the baby.
Look, why didn't you just tell us what had happened? If it was an accident...
I didn't want Sarah branded for killing her brother. She wasn't even 8 years old.
We don't send children who aren't even 8 to prison.
They've taken her away, though.
Even that's doubtful.
I wasn't risking it. I didn't want it made public. My own part in the affair was not altogether commendable.
You were worried about yourself. Yeah, that I can believe.
That was a secondary consideration. I wasn't having a daughter of mine taken away by the police. Yes, you might as well know that now. Sarah is mine, too.
They kept you pretty busy in those days, didn't they? Any more of your offspring knocking about?
Only Sarah now. Today, she takes the family name, and I can recognize her openly as a Cresswell. Her children, my grandchildren, will inherit their share of the estate.
It's all working out beautifully, isn't it? All neat and tidy, no loose ends. Where'd you bury the body?
Where all the Cresswells are buried, of course. In the family vault.
And I thought I'd looked everywhere.
Well, most of the villagers attended the funeral.
Oh? Where was I, then?
I made certain you were otherwise engaged. It was the day that Sam Fletcher supposedly went into Norwich, and you and Peggy were left alone in the pub.
So I have you to thank for that, do I? Just as a matter of interest, how much did you pay her? I don't flatter myself she did it for nothing.
I'm sorry, Drew. But the important thing was that Sarah wouldn't suffer.
Fool. Could have been all over and done with 12 years ago. Now, on her wedding day...
What do you mean?
Well, I shall have to arrest her.
Don't be absurd.
I've no alternative.
I'm a rich man, Drew. Name your price. I don't want Sarah to be hurt.
There was a time, Mr. Cresswell, when the force was my life. Whatever else happened, the job always came first. 12 years ago, when I was fruitlessly looking for a missing baby, my wife was nursing our 6 sons.
Oh, you've got a son, then you'll understand.
He died. He died, and I wasn't there. I was here, searching all day and all night. My wife never forgave me, and I can't say I blame her. As I say, the job came first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd like to make it up to you somehow.
Like you made it up to Fulton for seducing his wife?
What will happen to Sarah?
I'll arrest her. The magistrate will have to hear the evidence, and then she'll be released on bail. Your money will come in handy there. Her actual trial will be a formality. Be over in about 10 minutes.
That is all?
I expect we'll have to exhume the body?
No, Inspector.
Oh, I'm afraid so.
No.
Just to corroborate the fact that it was an accident. It was an accident, wasn't it?
Oh, this is ridiculous. Really, Inspector, what evidence do you have? Nothing.
We'll have the body.
But no proof that Sarah did it. Don't expect any of the villagers to talk.
Supposing I brought Mr. Fulton back from South America. He wouldn't be shy about talking now, would he? Especially about your daughter.
Do you want me to beg? To grovel? Anything, I'll do it.
No.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Very well. I shall call off the wedding. Would you wait here, please? I'll bring Sarah down. I don't want the villagers to see.
As you wish, sir.
Feeling pretty pleased with yourself, aren't you, Inspector?
This case has been a black mark against me for 12 years, Bill. Be nice to retire with the slate clean.
You should have retired a long time ago. You should never have come back here.
No, she hasn't got much to worry about. post-mortem will confirm it was an accident, won't it? Pity about the wedding, though.
This way, madam.
But I don't understand.
You've met the inspector, Sarah. He has something to say to you.
What's this all about? The wedding's half an hour late as it is. Everyone's waiting.
You haven't told her?
And deny you your moment of triumph?
Sarah Fulton? No. It doesn't matter, Sarah. What I was going to say doesn't seem important anymore.
But what was
Never mind, Sarah. Go back upstairs. Tell the vicar to get ready. I'll be there directly. Go on.
All right.
Thank you, Inspector.
For her, not for you.
You won't regret it. The offer of both jobs still stands.
Save plums like that for your hired thugs, like Bill there. I hope I never see you or this village again.
You've been listening to the concluding half of Better Never Than Late by R.D. Wingfield. Leslie Sands played Inspector Chu. The play was produced by Glenn Dearman. And the coordinating producer of the Mystery Project is Barry Morgan.